The roads were treacherous in many parts of the state this week, but Alabama lawmakers still managed to get to the state house to hammer out a few bills. One Senate bill would do away with marriage licenses. Another takes aim at racial profiling. That's where WBHM's Gigi Duban begins this week's legislative wrap-up with Don Daly. He's host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal.
The Senate approved a racial profiling bill. It was introduced earlier this week by Senator Roger Smitherman of Birmingham. Tell us what this bill would do.
Basically, if law enforcement pulls over somebody under this bill, they're going to have to start collecting a lot of data that will be turned over to state officials. It's sponsored by Senator Roger Smitherman of Birmingham, who says he himself has been a victim of racial profiling. He says he's been pulled over a couple of times, and he felt it was just because he was a black man. He says he was once pulled over near his home. Another time he was pulled over with grandchildren in the car. And as he's put it, many times he and others have been pulled over, quote, just for being black. His legislation calls for data collection. The officers who pull people over would have to record the race of the person they pulled over, and their race would also have to be recorded under this legislation.
The race of the police officer.
Yes.
Yeah. So these agencies turn in reports about their traffic stops, but it's, I guess, not a given that race is already recorded.
Right. It's not a given. Sometimes race is recorded, sometimes it isn't. And under this legislation, it would always be recorded.
What will law enforcement agencies do with this data on the racial and ethnic backgrounds of people pulled over by the police?
The information would be turned over to the Attorney General's office, who would compile it and possibly issue a report to the legislature, which might at some time in the future take a closer look at other things it might could do to curtail this problem. Also, the Attorney General's office could use this data to influence funding streams to agencies under its purview, and also more strictly enforce racial profiling training among those agencies.
Okay. Well, lawmakers are dipping into all aspects of Alabama residents' lives, and marriage has not been spared. There's a marriage license bill that's been introduced that would effectively eliminate marriage licenses. What's behind this?
It's really sprung from the debate over gay marriage. Of course, there are a couple of probate judges around of Alabama that did not want to issue gay marriage licenses after it was legalized nationwide. So they just quit issuing marriage licenses, period, whether they be to gay or straight couples. Senator Greg Allbritton of Range thinks he's come up with a good compromise under which couples who get married in Alabama would draw up a legal marriage contract and then file that contract with their local probate offices. So probate judges wouldn't be in the position of having to issue marriage licenses in marriages that they might morally disagree with. And couples could get married in any county in the state in which they chose.
I'm sorry, but a legal marriage contract just doesn't have the same romantic ring to it as a marriage license.
Well, a lot of opponents agree with you, and some of those same opponents have brought up some concerns, especially about the other states' recognitions of these marriage contracts. Most states still require marriage licenses, and it's an open question as to whether they would recognize Alabama's marriage contracts law if it were to pass.
Don, maybe going to see the end of quick, simple, cheap weddings at City Hall?
Well, that's the fear of some people who are watching this bill pretty closely. It's really still a divisive issue this far out from the landmark Supreme Court ruling that legalized gay marriage across the country.
So, I mean, just to be sure that I understand this right, this came about because some probate judges didn't want to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. And so the solution was, well, we're not going to deal with marriage licenses at all. But where does that leave somebody who wants to enter into a legal marriage contract? Let's say there's a gay couple who comes to probate court and wants to be married, but the probate judge doesn't want to sign off on that marriage. How does that work?
Well, this bill takes the probate judges out of the position of conferring a marriage license on couples. All they're doing under this bill would just be recording the marriage contract, which was already drawn up outside of the probate office.
Okay, so it's almost like they're abstaining in a way.
That's why some opponents look at it.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear our legislative updates each Friday during the legislative session on WBHM and WSGN.